up here. Fellas, get ready. Let's give tonight. Everybody give. Lord bless you for it. Amen. If you didn't get your offering in Sunday, you might want to do that tonight. And if you did, hallelujah. Let's give. Everybody give something tonight. We done had the sweetheart banquet, so you done been sweet and everything. So now give something to the Lord this week. Amen. All right. Let's all do that right now. Okay. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to bless the offering tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for coming to church tonight. Thank you for the opportunity we have to study and pray and preach and sing and worship you tonight. Lord, we pray for those that are sick tonight, that you'd touch them, bless them. Lord, I pray for those that have to work. Lord, I pray for those that are down and discouraged, that you'd help them. Have you in our hearts tonight. We love you. God, have you in our hearts. Bless this offering. Multiply it and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody get your seat, get your Bibles open tonight. Now you got to have your Bible tonight because we're going to move back and forth in it a lot. Amen. If you're one of them cell phone Bible people, you're out of luck tonight. You're behind times. You need to get caught up, get your King James Bible and lay it in your lap so you can keep up with what's going on in the Lord's work. We're opening to let's see where we're going to start at tonight. Just hold it there and be ready, and I'm going to talk just a little bit, then we're going to go to a bunch of scripture tonight. So get your Bible out and get it ready. We've been talking about what the Bible says about divine healing. It's very important that you listen to this and get it and get a Bible view of this doctrine. Now, just like everything else, just like every other doctrine, there's people go overboard one way or the other. One of the hardest things you ever done in your Christian life is to stay balanced, to stay straight, to stay level and fair about stuff. If you're not careful, people have a tendency to only listen to the preachers that they agree with on everything, and sometimes you can get overbalanced on stuff. It wouldn't hurt you sometimes to listen to the other side a little bit. I'm not saying listen to a heretic or nothing, but to keep yourself balanced, to study the Word of God and not just think you and your little group knows everything, because you don't. Nobody does. If you meet a man that thinks he knows everything about the Bible and he's got it all figured out, he ain't. Nobody has. Nobody ever had. Now, what I mean is this. You don't. We see these preachers on TV, and I've watched them, and you have too, and you see people getting healed or supposedly getting healed, and you can't help but think in your mind, is that real? You reckon they really did? Well, looks like it. I mean, they said they couldn't hear. Now they said they could hear. I don't know how you can check to see if that's real or not. I don't know. And every one of us have wondered that. Haven't you wondered that? Haven't you seen them guys on TV? And man, they'll hit them in the head like that, and out they go. And here, I seen old Benny Hinn come out one time, and there's about 40 men standing here, like from here to that wall. And he went, whoo! And every one of them fell back. It was just like, man, I'm telling you, it was like something. Hit them like that right there. Now, I know that there's nothing like that in the Bible. There is nothing like that in the Bible. There's nowhere in the Bible where a man of God goes, whoop, and people fall down backwards like that. But, except the lost people, there is healing in the Bible. There is healing in the Bible. God can heal. God does heal. And what if you're not careful, you'll swing too far back the other way and start limiting God. Are y'all listening to me? If you're not real careful, you'll swing too far back the other way and you'll start limiting God to where you think nobody don't get healed no more. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We are short in a lot of churches of Bible healings. The Lord can heal. The Lord does heal. So don't ever get it in your mind when somebody comes up for prayer and we're praying, we anoint somebody with oil and we pray for the Lord, touch them and everything. Don't ever think, oh my goodness, we're going Pentecostal. No, we're going Bible. We're going Bible. And some people are so afraid, they're so afraid that they're going to be accused of being a crazy person or a fanatic or something, that we don't give the Lord credit for what He really does do. It's like clapping your hands. You know, I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. You know, there's a lot of Baptist churches say, well, I ain't clapping my hands. Pentecostals do that. Well, who cares, brother? The Pentecostals are right and the Baptists are wrong. That's right. Amen. Amen. You say, well, you're supposed to be I am a Baptist. But it ain't got nothing to do with clapping your hands. Clapping your hands ain't got nothing to do with being a Baptist. Amen. I've had a bunch of people. I've been preaching in, like, especially up north, and they'll come up to me after church and they'll say, are you sure you're a Baptist? I said, I sure am, head to toe. And they'll say, I ain't never heard a Baptist act like you do, sing like, run around and scream, holler, and jump. And I said, well, that ain't, I said, you know, a lot of them used to do it. It ain't my fault for backslid. but they, you can go too far either way. You go to some churches, all they do the whole service is heal people. And you go to other churches and they won't never heal nobody or even try it. So both those are wrong. Both those are wrong. And I got to thinking this season about Brother Bo. I got to thinking, if that was me, and I had been told I have months to live, I'd go back in there and I'd start believing in healing more and more and more, wouldn't you? So yeah, you sure would. You sure would, buddy. I'd be calling. I'm not so sure I wouldn't go to some meeting somewhere and get them. I'm not so sure I'd try anything. Amen, brother. You sure? And I would. I would. If I knew I had cancer and I might have it. Well, you know, you can have it and not know it for a long time. If you knew you had cancer right now, I'd be praying some healing prayers. And I believe the Lord can heal. We have plenty of cases on record where people go for a CAT scan or something like that, and they find something, and everybody in the church prays, and then they go back to the doctor, and it's gone. I mean, that happens. That happens. There's many, many cases where that does happen. So please make sure you get this right. Make sure you get this right. God in 2013 can and does and will still work miracles. He's a miracle working God. Where we have the problem with some of these preachers today is that they feel like they are an apostle and have the signs of an apostle that Jesus gave to the 12 and those that were converted under the 12, and there's where we draw our line. Now, take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And while you're turning there, I showed you last week, sometimes in the Bible, people get healed and think they're right with God because they get healed. That's 1 Kings 13, that wicked king. God healed that guy of leprosy and he is full of the devil. Sometimes in the Bible, God uses medicine to heal. Isaiah 38 verse 20. It's plain as day. The Lord does use medicine. The Lord uses doctors. He gave them the ability. Sometimes in the Bible, no matter how many medicines are used, there's no healing. Jeremiah 46 and verse 11. There's a case in the Bible where a man went only to the doctors and not to the Lord, and he died. That's 2 Chronicles 16:12. Oh, Asa. And then I'm going to show you how that Paul took a registered physician, Dr. Luke, with him the last days of his ministry. You've got to get it right. You've got to get it right. There's some people believe that they're an apostle and have the healing gifts of the apostle. They're wrong. And there's some people believe God don't heal no more, and they're wrong. The truth is in the middle somewhere. That guy ain't an apostle, but God still does heal. Amen? Amen. All right. 2 Corinthians 12:12. And let's look at this here in 2 Corinthians 12:12 here tonight to start with. And I want to show you something here tonight. All right. Truly, Paul says, the signs of an apostle. You want to mark that in your Bible. Underline that. The signs of an apostle. A true apostle had signs. What were they? And were wrought among you in all patience, in signs, in wonders, and in mighty deeds. That's miracles. Miracles. When the jail shook and they got out free, that's a miracle. That's a sign of an apostle. When Paul sent that healing, that handkerchief from his body, and they placed it on the sick and they got well, that's a sign of an apostle. Jesus gave those 12 those signs, and the ministry of those that were converted under the 12. That included Barnabas, Saul, people that were converted under their ministry. They were apostles. There's like 14 of them total. All right? I think maybe more. The signs of an apostle. All right. Now what I want to show you tonight is what we call progressive revelation. And this is where a lot of our friends just cannot get it. They read Acts chapter 2. They read the first half of the book of Acts, and they say, see there, they did it, so if we got enough faith, we can do it. Now, here again, of course the Lord can do it. Of course the Lord can do it. I told you some funny stuff last week that when I first got saved, I believed everything in the Bible. I was willing to, I was ready, buddy. I got my Bible down and I said, everything it says in here, I do. You are what it says you are. You can be, you know who says that. You can do what it says you can do. I said, all right, bless God. Don't tell nobody this. But I went in Marion. I was about 19 years old, 20. And I said, well, he said we can do whatever they did. Into the funeral home in Marion. Don't you tell nobody I did that. And I went in there. I looked around to see if anybody was looking. And I walked in there where a dead man was laying. I said, it's your lucky day, boy. You're in hell. I'm getting ready to get you out. And I thought, now I'm going to try this. It said they can lay hands on the sick. Don't you tell nobody I did this. And I looked around to see if anybody was looking. And I walked over and put my hand. You ever? Feels like touching that right there. That's what it felt like. Hard and cold. And I put my hand on that guy and I said, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. Raise this man from the dead. And guess what happened? Nothing. I said, oh well, I tried. Now, according to them, I didn't have enough faith. But sometimes, I read you an email the other day. Where is that thing? I read you an email. What'd you do with it, Brother Ray? Right here it is. Listen to this. I got this in the mail from Andy or whoever does these email things. Said, I just watched your video and da 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 da. I saw you preach in Florida a long time ago. It says this. I don't want to stop going to church because I have been diagnosed with a terminal lung disease. This is a lady in Florida. My church tells me I will be healed if my faith is strong. That ain't right. If them guys had enough faith, them dead people didn't have no faith. You come up to them dead people and say, all right, now if your faith is strong, you can be healed. They didn't have no faith. Now, it does make a difference. There is cases in the Bible where that person's faith did make a difference. There is. It's there. He said, if you believe, so be it unto you. And according to your faith, so be it. There are cases like that. But there's cases where that person had no faith. If there's a little child or they was out, completely out of it or something like that. And those people had the signs of an apostle were able to do them. Brother Danny, I read the Word of God daily and pray. But if I pray that God's will be done in my health, and he knows... Wait a minute. Last Sunday night, the preacher called me out for prayer and said he knew how I felt about my health, but that he knows God is going to heal me. So the preacher knows God's going to heal her. If he knows it, then it's going to happen. Then Wednesday night, he made a comment about people getting healed and said, if he, talking about himself, was told of the Lord to tell somebody they were going to be healed and they didn't get it, not to look at him, but look in the mirror. Whatever, really. My Lord, it's time for me to move on. So the preacher stands up and says, I know God's going to heal you. And then he comes up Wednesday night and says, if you don't get healed, don't look at me, go look in the mirror. Well, if he already knows God's going to heal her, it wouldn't matter. And that's stuff that's going on nowadays. Now, if you say something like that, people say, oh, you don't believe in healing. That's not true. We just believe in it biblically. Now, let me show you the difference. Let's get our Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 19. This is going to be a little tedious for you here in just a minute, but that's what you do on Wednesday nights. You dig down just a little bit deeper. Let's look at Acts chapter 19. All right. Now, I want you to get the book of Acts in one hand and 1 Timothy in the other hand. Acts in one hand and 1 Timothy in the other hand. For you cell phone people, that's impossible. Somebody said, well, I just use my cell phone. I don't bring my Bible. Yeah, and you check the football scores while we're studying here and see who's put something on the notebook for you too. Bring your Bible to church. Amen? Bring your Bible. All right. Acts chapter number 19. Acts 19:12. All right. Now look, we're in early Acts. The Holy Ghost is ministering to Jews. To the Jew first. Acts 19:12. Look at 11. God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or apron, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. It didn't say nothing about their faith. It didn't say no, none of them people had any faith. It said they brought those handkerchiefs and put them on them, and brother, they got healed. Now that's in early Acts when the Holy Spirit was working the Jews. Now watch it change in 1 Timothy. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. You know why you're going to 1 Timothy? The last books he wrote before they killed him. Transition had taken place. 1 Timothy 5:23. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. So Timothy's sick, and Paul recommends medicine with alcohol in it, wine, as a medicine. Why didn't he send Timothy a healing cloth? Because things change from early Acts to 1 Timothy. And I'll prove that to you tonight. If you're open-minded, if you already got your mind closed, there's no hope for you. There's a lot of people like that. You can't teach them nothing. Their mind's closed. All right? Now, look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. If you don't believe that, look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. And in this chapter, I want to show you a verse here. It said, look at verse 20. 2 Timothy 4:20. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Why did he leave that man sick? Was he mean? Was he backslid? Was Trophimus backslid? He said, I left him sick. Y'all pray for him. Do something, somebody. You know why? Because in Acts, the Spirit of God was working to the Gentile. They had the signs of the apostles. And the Jews rejected him, he went to Gentiles. And then the signs of the apostles no longer operated. Right there's a cuss word compared to a lot of people. Oh, you're saying the days of miracles are past. That ain't what I said. You listen to the devil if you think that. I didn't say the days of miracles are past. I said nobody has the signs of an apostle like they had it. That's what I said. All right. Now, let me prove this to you tonight. All right, here we go. Acts 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. We're back in the book of Acts now. You want to hold your place in Acts. Paul's in jail. You know what happened? He prays and the Lord shakes that place, buddy. Acts chapter 16:25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were open, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. So in Acts, he gets in jail and says, "Oh Lord, I praise you, help us tonight." And the Lord shakes the jail. Somebody said that was the jailhouse rock before Elvis ever got off his baby formula, brother. That's right, brother. They sang a jailhouse rock, and the Lord shook the prison, and the doors flung open. Wouldn't that be something? Now, in 2 Timothy, he gets in jail. They pray again, and you know what they do this time? They cut his head off. The walls don't shake. The doors don't open. Nothing happened. Thank you, Marvin, for being here. It's refreshing to hear an amen. I just fussed at them for that Sunday night. Did you know what? That Paul in jail in 2 Timothy, they whack his head off. He don't get out. He don't get delivered. The jail don't shake. Is he backslid? He left Trophimus at Miletum sick. Is he backslid? Do you not have enough faith? He just said, "You don't deserve to be healed, boy. I could send you a handkerchief, but I ain't. I'm going to leave you sick." Come on now, people. That's the only alternative there is. Okay? Let's look at it again. The ministry, Romans chapter 1. Let's look at Romans chapter 1 here tonight. Romans chapter 1 and verse number, 16. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Here's the way his ministry went. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first." To the Jew first. That's what God did after the resurrection. To the Jew first. They went to the Jews. And then also to the Greek. That would be Gentiles. Now let me show you when that happened. When did they switch to Gentiles? Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Do you know there's no miracles happen in Jerusalem past Acts chapter 9? None. The miracles stopped after Acts chapter 9 in Jerusalem. Let's look at Acts chapter 28, right before Romans there. You're still in the early church, but notice something happened. Acts chapter 28, verse 24. Acts chapter 28, verse 24. Now he's still preaching to the Jews now. And look at verse 24. "And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, Jews, saying, Go unto this people, Jew, and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For a heart of this people," that's the Jews at Jerusalem, "is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." He said, "All right, you don't want to listen? Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." See, as the book of Acts ended, you see that shift? See that shift? He said, "We preach to you because you're God's chosen people, and since you don't want to listen, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." And as soon as they did that, the apostolic signs were no longer in operation. Verse 29, "And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reason among themselves." And then Paul stayed there 2 years, and then on to the final part of his ministry. All right? So what we got here is we've got early on in the book of Acts, if somebody was sick, Peter's shadow passed over them. You know what it said? It said Peter's shadow passed over them and healed them. It didn't say they had faith. It didn't say they called on the Lord. It didn't say nothing. It just said his shadow passed over. Now, buddy, if I'm wrong in what I'm teaching, I challenge anybody in here to bring us a man here Sunday, their shadow can pass over all the sick people and they'll get better. I challenge anybody. If you can, I'll apologize Sunday morning, brother, and say, I was wrong. Man, and I'd take him to Bo's house first thing, and then I'd take him over here to the hospital, and we'd clean that place out. That's what Jesus did. Heal every sickness and every disease. All right? So the apostles had that power. The apostles, the apostolic signs, we call them. Apostolic signs. Peter's shadow. Does anybody know anybody that has enough faith, as they call it, to pass by a sick person and their shadow them and they'll get up and get well? You say, well, I read a story about on the mission field. I have too. I read a lot of stories on the mission field. And I believe the Lord does a lot more on the mission field because here of our unbelief. I believe that. I believe there's more miracles take place on the mission field because we're so carnal-minded and worldly-minded here in America. I believe that. But I want to know where a man's shadow passed over somebody and it healed them. I'm sure somebody claims it's happened, but I sure would like to shake that feller's hand. And I want to keep his phone number and everything so when I get sick, I'm going to call him. I'm going to go visit him, buy me a plane ticket wherever he lives, and say, look, I got faith, I come all this way. Now, touch me and heal me. All right? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's the only explanation there is for this stuff, people. The only explanation is the Lord granted the signs for unbelieving Jews. The Jews rejected it. They turned to the Gentiles, and God still can do it, but He don't do it like He did then. I know you say, "Well, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." I know that. I've read that 1,000, maybe not a lot. And I've read that a lot of times. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today forever. But He don't always work the same. That's why we don't have to build a boat to be saved. It ain't going to come a flood. The Lord don't work in every dispensation the same. We don't offer animal sacrifices. Jesus Christ same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't offer animal sacrifices. There ain't no use in it. He don't work the same in every dispensation. So when the Spirit of God shifted, the Jews said no, the Gentiles said yes, then there He said, blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. And that's that prophecy coming in on Gentiles getting saved. All right. Does anybody have a question, a comment, or something? I'll slow down just a second, and then I'm gonna tell you something else here in a minute, and we'll finish this up next week. I'm trying to give you a balanced view. Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. That's right. That's right. Who He is, what He is, never changes. But He don't always deal with people the same. Matter of fact, God rarely does the same thing twice. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Like every one of us in here tell about getting saved. And we all get saved by grace through faith, but everybody's got a little bit different story and testimony. The Lord is not, He's not boring, man. He's very, 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 very smart. I feel bad even using that word, smart. The Lord is all-knowing, you know. And so He's not repetitious always. He's always very unique. But the best example is we don't offer animal sacrifices. He don't always deal with every generation the same way. That's right. We'll get to that. And we'll get to that. By His stripes, we are healed. We are healed. And what they're trying to say is, by His stripes, I am healed. I am. And all I got to do is just claim it, and therefore I am healed. By His stripes, we are healed. Now, that's His stripes came in the atonement when He died on the cross. And you do not get all the benefits of the atonement when you get saved. And the proof of that is you're going to get them, but you don't get them all when you get saved. If your finger was cut off in Vietnam and you get saved, you don't grow a new finger. God don't fix everything that's wrong with His flesh when you get saved. What a lot of these guys are trying to tell you is when He died, He died not only for your sins, He died for your sicknesses. And that's true. but you don't get the benefits of all the atonement in this body until you get your new body. We are going to get a new body that'll never be sick, and it'll never be sorrow, and never die, and then you're born again. By the way, your body ain't even born again. It's your spirit. It's inside you. Your flesh is bought and paid for, but it ain't born again until the rapture. Just like the world, the earth is bought and paid for. But it's going to be born again in the millennium, born again, saved, and then get its new body in eternity. New heaven, new earth. Just like we do. We get saved, but we don't get our new body the second we get saved. We still got to live in this old body. Because your flesh don't change. How many would say amen that your flesh don't change? And sure, you know it don't. I mean, it gets worse, if anything. I heard Billy Kelly, one of them guys, said, the longer I'm saved, the meaner I get. This old flesh seems like it just gets more and more stubborn and rebellious. You don't get all the benefits of the atonement when you get saved. So for me to stand up here and say, by stripes you're healed, and he not only died for your sickness, he died for your sins and your sickness, that is true. But the second you get saved, all your sins are gone. The second you get saved, all your sicknesses ain't gone. Sometimes the Lord does. You believe a man's got the flu and he comes up here and gets saved, then immediately his flu's gone automatically? Not necessarily. I mean, it could, but not necessarily. I've seen a lot of people get saved with cancer and they don't get well. They die about a week or two later. A lot of time. And what are you trying to tell me? I know there's people watch this on the internet and somebody gets this stuff that I do like this and puts it on. I don't know who does it, but I really wish they wouldn't. I guess there's nothing I can do about it. But it's all over the world, and I get letters about it. But anyway, I don't understand how a person could say that it's never, that you should never, ever be sick, and that every time you get sick, if you have enough faith, because, you know, that's Catherine Kuhlman, all them still be alive, if that's true. All them old healers from back 75 years ago would still be alive. You never would die. You never would die. You just keep saying, Lord, heal me. He'll be 175 years old. Lord, heal me. You know, something going to get you one of these days, one way or the other. Amen? You say, well, it's never God's will for you to be sick. Technically, no, but it's not. But still, he allows sickness sometimes in our life for lots of different reasons. You can't say, I heard one of those women preachers, and she was saying, if you say, Lord, heal me if it be your will, that you shouldn't say that because you're saying that's doubt. What you should say is, I know it's your will for me to be healed, and I claim my healing. So you're trying to make God think, oh, I got a lot of faith. So, I mean, you trying to con him or something? He knows you, that you ain't got no much faith. That you ain't. You can't fool him. You might as well say, you know what my prayer is? Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief. I'm like that guy in the Bible. I believe, but I still have doubts. And that's the best way to be straight up honest with you. And I'm going to tell you next week what to do when you get sick. What to do, according to the Bible, in this dispensation when you get sick. And you're going to get sick. If you ain't now, you're going to. And I'm going to show you next week what to do when you get sick. Anybody? Anybody?
Doesn't it say in two different places you were healed by the stripes?
Sure does. It sure does. It sure does.
The word and the R.
Oh, I don't know. What is that, bro? By his stripes you were healed. I guess when they beat him and put those stripes on his back, we were all, even though we wasn't even born yet, all our sicknesses were done away with on him, and eventually we'll get it. I don't know. I guess that's what that means. I don't know. What does it mean, bro? Yeah. So it's like all our sins were paid for before we was ever born. All our sicknesses were born before we was ever born. I guess. I don't know. That's. Lord sometimes speaks, because he's in eternity. He speaks. He don't speak in present tense like that, and it blows our mind. like, you know, the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world, but it really wasn't but 2,000 years ago. But in the mind of God, Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. God looks from eternity, and we look in time. That's hard for us to grasp. Anybody else, right quick? Make sure you get a balanced view now, y'all. Make sure you don't just say, all that healing stuff's a bunch of fake. It ain't. I believe there's people in a lot of those healing lines now that really do get healed. God touches them, has mercy. Power of God hits them. Hallelujah. I'm all for it. Don't go overboard the other way. But don't go overboard this way and say you're an apostle and you can raise people from the dead and when you can't. That's what, you know, the man that boasts himself of a false gift is like a cloud with no rain. It ain't rained in 6 months and everybody says, praise God, it's going to rain. And that cloud just goes right up. That's what a man is who boasts of himself of a false gift. Guy comes in, all right, we're going to heal everybody. And nobody gets healed. Everybody's the same next week and he's done got your money and gone to the next town. That's a cloud without rain. They said this guy, I'll tell you a story and I'm done. We got a couple minutes. One of my favorite stories. So this guy used to come in. He'd put up these big tents and they'd have these healing meetings. And he said this guy would come down, you know, he'd come down on crutches. And a guy would come down on crutches like that, you know, right? And they'd have the organ music going real loud and everybody shout. And he'd heal him, you know, and he'd throw the crutches away, you know. And go to the next town, that same guy would come down the aisle. It'd be in another state or something, come down. Well, the guy came down one time. And he come down the hill and said, what's wrong with you? He said, what? He said, I can't talk plain. He said, well, go over and stand behind that curtain. In just a minute, when the Holy Ghost comes, I'll heal you. So the guy said, okay. He said, go over there, man. Stand, I'm going to heal you in just a minute. Got to get everybody worked up. So he went over here and stood behind the curtain. About that time, a fellow come down the aisle on crutches. He said, that guy come down the aisle on crutches. And he said, what's your name? He said, I want to get healed. And he said, go over and stand behind that curtain. He said, what's your name? He said, Harvey. He said, all right, people, Lord's going to heal Harvey. He's going to heal that fella that can't talk plain here in a minute. We got to get some more money in here. Get them Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets out. We're going on 3 more stations this week. All right, come on. And boy, Harvey went over and stood on his crutches like that. He got everybody going. The Holy Ghost came. He said, Harvey! Throw that crutch away. And one of them crutches went across that tent. Everybody went, hallelujah. He said, Harvey, throw that other crutch away. Here went the other crutch. Everybody went, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said, all right, buddy, you say something. And the guy said, Harvey, fail. He didn't heal either one of them. That story is to illustrate there's crooks in Jesus' name going around taking. One of them used to be an evangelist. He went around and he died an alcoholic. He died drunk. A.A. Allen. I mean, y'all have heard of A.A. Allen. I mean, and a lot of them, Catherine Kuhlman finally got sick and went and checked in a Baptist hospital. I mean, what's up with that? You got to face reality. You have to face reality. God never has got weak. The Holy Ghost of God. Listen, if we was more right with God, we'd probably see more healings around here than we do. Amen. And I wish we would. Maybe we need to pray about that. Maybe we need to pray about praying for the sick more and asking the Lord. This thing about bows really, really, really bothers me. I mean, it bothers me. And I had people in the church ask me all the time. Somebody asked me today. Said, "How's Bo? I mean that." I mean, think about that, y'all. 36 years old. Maybe we need to pray the Lord to work more miracles right here in our church. And so you stay balanced like that. Don't think, it's all of the devil. It ain't all of the devil. It ain't. The Lord does heal. All right, I'm done. Anybody got a question? Now next week, we're going to talk about scripturally, what should you do when you get sick? Okay? All right, don't miss Sunday school Sunday morning. Bring somebody with you. We're going to visit Saturday morning at 9:30. Come pray them, and we're excited about it, okay? Amen. Come go visit with us Saturday morning. Let's stand, and and we're going to be dismissed. And after this, shake hands, fellowship a little bit. And we're looking forward to the weekend. Hope that you'll be praying much. Do what? Sure, bring them on. Got a special for you before we leave. The little ones. We got the kids split up in two groups. Y'all can sit back down just a second. You won't be able to see them. Come on up here, sistren and brethren. All right, sistren. Brethren. Turn this blue mic off while I move it, Brother Mike. So it won't make that noise. Woo, hallelujah. Look at this little group here. Amen, hallelujah. Got a word on your heart? All right. All right, they got something for us tonight. All right. Go ahead. Where's the big ones at? They're back here. There's about, usually there's about 30 of them on Wednesday night. All right, go ahead. There he is. He's back there. Jaws, come out here. Can't see you. There he is. Hey, that was good, wasn't it? Woo! Hallelujah. Now listen, y'all. Oh, they're not done yet? Listen, y'all. You gotta get ready for the youth rally now. If you want me to buy you a shirt, you're going to have to really do good. Okay? Learn a song. We're going to learn all kind of stuff because it won't be long to youth rally.
What kind of shirt?
It's going to be nice.
You better buy
Don't you worry. Look better than that when you got on. All right. Y'all dismissed. Amen. Got another one? Okay. Everybody's dismissed. God bless you. Have a little fellowship.